Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, 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 everyone. It is Leslie Priest, and it is time for our launch time biz call. It is that time to launch. And what better way to get empowered and ready? I'm welcoming all business owners. You're welcome. Marketers, you're welcome. Salespersons, you're welcome. Visionaries, you are welcome. Remember, we have 5 spots available to share by appointment only. Share a few minutes and impact the lives of thousands around this world. And it's time to launch. In 3, 2, 1, let's launch it. Hi, this is Leslie Priest. It's me. I'm glad that we have a brand new week. It is Monday, but I'm not doing business as usual today. I'll tell you more about that in a minute. I can be reached by going to my website, www.lesliepriest.com. I have a contact form on that page that you can fill out, especially if you would like to broadcast and be live on the air with me, bringing value to people's lives across the nation. Guys, I'm doing business as not as usual today. And let me explain that to you, because I know a lot of business people. I have a lot of business partners. And being in connection with different business owners, I know that we all deal with that thing called life. So I wanted to inspire everyone and bless everyone on this day. So I won't be talking about business or launching the particular projects that I'm working on, which are exciting. So be sure to tune into that to hear more about what we have going on tomorrow. But today I will be praying for you at that lunch hour. And I believe in God who resides in heaven. I believe he has a son named Jesus. And he was an awesome guy, and he lived this world to make a difference. And that's our example to look upon. And with Jesus being our example, I just want to play my part in living in this world and making a difference and encouraging everyone. You know, no one's perfect, but are you willing? That's the question. Are you willing? And so I know friends and family members and even myself, you know, there comes a time when you need to pray. And sometimes people would love others to pray for them. I get encouraged when people send me prayers in my inbox. Gosh, you guys across the world are glorious to me. Thank you. And I just wanted to return favor of love, you know, and bringing value to your life on a constant day-to-day basis as my schedule allows it. So let's just get into prayer, and I just pray that even while you're on the job or you may be getting prepared to walk out and getting your things ready to go off to lunch, that this lunchtime that you will be empowered. You know, that this lunchtime you will walk in victory. You know, that you'll hold your head up high, that you'll say, you know what, God is on my side. And I just wanted to remind you today, you know, God is on your side. And so I'm just amazed, and I had to take a step back and look over my life, guys, and I was like, wow, this has been one amazing journey. And I know it's others out there who may have been on an amazing journey as well. And that's great, because our journey ever a work in progress. We're still walking on that path, you know. None of us have reached our final destination. No, because we're not called up to glory. So I just want to impact you all, those who have a career, those who are working their own business, especially network marketers like myself. I want to pray for those who are in, have a sales position. And I also want to uplift my visionaries. I have great leaders in my life, and they are impacting thousands and thousands of people's lives daily. And we only come together, you know, certain times. We have conventions or whatnot, and then I'm able to see them and embrace them. But I believe what you can't do physically, you can do in the spiritual. So let's pray. Father God, I come to you right now, Lord God, humbly as I know how. I ask for forgiveness of my sins, my faults, my setbacks, Lord God, things that I may do on a day-to-day basis that you're unpleased with. Lord God, reveal those things to me. Allow me to change, Lord God. Right now, Lord God, I listen to all the callers on the air, those listening by the internet, those who have called in live, Lord God. I'm praying for each and every caller right now. Lord God, each and every person who decided to press play even after this broadcast is long gone off the air. Lord God, bless them. Lord God, let them feel your presence. Father God, we ask together in unity to go into a secret place right now, Lord God, into that secret place, Lord God, where you abide. Lord God, wiping out doubt right now, forgetting our fears right now, Lord God, forgetting the things that has us worried, Father, but taking this time out for ourselves, Lord God, to feed our spirit man, Lord God, to energize, to renew in your power, Lord God, to be equipped to continue to run the race, Father. Lord God, some of our teammates have fallen, Lord God, and I ask that you help them to stand back up, Father. Lord, some of our leaders are tired and weary, Lord God, from long hours and sleepless nights and making themselves available at all hours of the night for others who depend on them. Lord God, renew their strength. Lord God, allow them to mount up like an eagle and take flight. Lord God, ranking them up to new levels, Lord God, continually able to give you glory and able to give a testimony and share their story, Lord God, to impact the weak. Father God, I pray for the weak, Lord God. Lift their head up, Lord God. Let them look towards you right now, Lord God, thanking you for that peace that surpasses all understanding. Lord God, we're thanking you for your ministering angels that you are taking, that you sent to take flight on our behalf when we agreed to come in prayer at this moment, Lord God. Lord God, let those angels minister to the Holy Spirit, the inner man of all the listeners on the line, Lord God, all those believing in you. Father God, I pray for those who may not knew what they were getting to when they dialed up today, Lord God. And I pray that they receive this prayer in faith and they receive this prayer in love and knowing that this prayer is going up to the Creator of all things who resides in heaven and sit on the throne, Lord God. Everybody on this line needs something, Lord. We all have a need. We all have an ache. We all have a pain. Lord God, we all have some area of fear in our life. We all have something that's holding us back from being greater than you've deemed for us to be. Father, I pray right now, Lord God, that you begin to release the shackles that have us all bound. Lord God, and just let us feel that release right now taking place in our life. Lord God, as we cast every care unto you, every bill unto you, every new friend unto you, every jealous intent unto you, Lord God, every hateful word unto you, Lord God, every ill spoken against us unto you, Lord God, we're casting everything to you, Lord, our health unto you, Lord, our mind unto you, Lord, our hands and our feet that are quick to hurt and run to do evil. We pray for these hands and feet that they are quick to create a brighter future. And these feet are swift enough to run the race that you've calling us to run, Lord. I pray for every leader, for every ministry, for every church of all kind, for every religion of all kind, Lord God, because there's something that you give us. You give us unity and love, Lord God. So we thank you for that love that we feel coming upon our heart right now. Lord God, we are praying for those who may have been abused, who may have been abandoned by their parents, who may have been adopted, who may feel lost. We pray for those who may feel alone. Lord God, we pray for those who have an ache or pain in their body or a sickness or a disease, Lord God, that is attacking their body, Lord God. We pray, Father God, for them, Lord God, for your perfect will to be done in their life. It's just to be healed. Lord God, heal them. Lord God, if it's to show them that you will give them power through this current struggle and they will come out winning, Lord God, let them know that. Lord God, encourage, Father God. You said we have not because we ask not, Lord. Well, today we ask for help in every area of our life. Help to be a better person. Help to bring value to others, Lord God. Help not to be focused on the tool needed, money, but be focused on what we can do with it to help your children. Father God, we love you. Oh God, we love you. We give you all the glory today. Father God, I pray for the heartbroken. Oh, Father God, I pray for the heartbroken right now in the name of Jesus. I pray for those who are in despair in the name of Jesus, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, for those who are confused and don't even know which way to go, which way to turn. what opportunity to take, Father. I just pray right now, Lord God, for the children, protection over those children, over those babies, Lord God, that all their needs and wants are provided for, Lord God, the children, Lord God, because it's really all about our future generation to come, your future soldiers. You will rise up, Lord God, so I pray for them, Lord God, for abundance, Lord God, even for those who despitefully use us or hurt us. Father God, Judas had a purpose in your life. Woo! Lord Jesus, and you didn't hate him. You steady loved him, Lord God. So allow us to love our enemies. Allow us to bless them though it hurts. Lord God, allow us to pray for them, Lord God, and you work your purpose in their aspects of our lives to push us to where we need to be. Lord God, I thank you for all the single women, all the single men out there, Lord God, yearning to be loved. Lord God, I pray that you take them through their process of healing, Lord God, their process of building up, Lord God, their process of rejuvenating, Lord God, and their process of completion in you. Yes, Lord. I pray that they focus on you and fall in love with you first and more, first and foremost, and then everything will be added. Father God, I pray for the married people that they continue to hold on. No matter how rough it gets, no matter how tough it gets, I pray for them that they hold on and that they count it all faith and that they remember that day they were married and they remember every vow they made before God. Father God, I even pray for those in relationships similar to marriage, Father God, same struggles, same hurdles, Lord God, but bless them that they even take it a step further and go ahead and commit their love to you and commit their love to each other. Father God, I pray for everyone on the line. Bless them in a mighty, majestic way. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Hallelujah. All right, guys. I don't want to keep you long. I just wanted to power you up for lunch. And I want to thank you for calling the Lunchtime Biz Call. And what better way to get empowered and ready? This is for all new business owners. You are welcome. All marketers, you are welcome. All salespersons, you are welcome. And all visionaries, you are welcome. Please remember, we have 5 slots available to share by appointment only. Come on the line and share a few minutes to impact the lives of thousands across the nations. And we thank you. And in 3, 2, 1, signing off. Blessings.